A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm Adrian Durham. You're listening to TalkSport. It's time to look back at day five of Qatar 2022 on World Cup Daily.
No player has scored at five World Cups. Cristiano Ronaldo has the chance to stand on his own in footballing history, to give Portugal the lead and add another record to his extraordinary roster. Ronaldo for Portugal. Slow run up to the ball, right footed. History! History for Portugal and Cristiano Ronaldo! He becomes the first player to score at five World Cups.
So what a record breaker, Ronaldo. Questionable whether it was a pen. Earlier on, we saw Brazil beat Serbia. Richarlison may have already bagged the goal of the tournament, and in Group G, Portugal beat Ghana 3-2. Ronaldo with his goal in his fifth World Cup. That is a record, and we'll discuss those games shortly. But the Three Lions play their second game of Qatar 2022 against the USA in a 7 p.m. kickoff live on TalkSport. England correspondent Faye Carruthers asked manager Gareth Southgate the question on everyone's lips: how is captain Harry Kane?
He did some work away from the group yesterday, just because, well, partly he's had quite heavy loading anyway, and also we just wanted to give him an extra day to recover, but he's absolutely fine.
Excellent, that's great news. We spoke after the Iran game and you were frustrated with the sloppiness. And what have you said to the players to try and combat that?
Well, I've actually said, well done, because I've also got to balance. If you'd said to me 7 days ago we'd be 3 points plus four goal difference, and I'd be really happy. The point immediately after the game is that we know the level that will be needed tomorrow to win the game, and we have conceded too many goals. So great that we've scored goals, but we've also got to get both ends of the pitch right if we're going to be serious contenders here.
How surprised have you been about some of the results we've seen? Obviously Argentina, Germany, and then a big win for Spain as well in this World Cup so far.
Yeah, not completely surprised, because in preparing to play America we'd seen Saudis and we'd seen Japan, and we knew what good teams they were. So you're always going to get these types of results in a World Cup. There has been a little bit less prep time. We wondered whether that would affect it, but I think you get this anyway. That's the beauty of the tournament. People plot what the last 16 might be and what the last 8 might be, and it never quite plays out that way. And we've got to make sure that, yeah, we've had a good start, but that's all it is. And I've seen lots of teams have good starts in World Cups and not go on as far as they should have done.
I'm sure you saw the statement that Germany made yesterday in their team photo. I'm wondering whether there's been any discussion amongst you as coaching staff and the players about whether you could potentially make any kind of statement.
Well, what I would say is that I'm not quite sure where we are with all of this now, because we know totally what we stand for as a team. I think we've spoken for months about the issues here, and what we don't want to be falling into is a feeling the need to react to every different country doing their thing. You know, Australia produced a fantastic video, and great credit to them, but I don't think we should feel the need to produce a better video just because we want to be seen to be doing something. at some point you have to be confident in what you stand for, and I'm totally calm with that side of things. We would have liked to have worn the armband. That has proved not to be possible. But there are a lot of other things that we have been doing for the migrant workers and for pushing behind the scenes for change with FIFA. So we're not going to please everybody. Even if we did something, and I don't quite know what that would be, I don't think that would please or be enough for everybody anyway. So there comes a point for myself and the players where we've got to remember why we're here. And we are talking about the issues still, which is probably the most significant thing.
There you go, Gareth Southgate. And I will add that FIFA say that rainbow coloured flags and bucket hats will be allowed in World Cup stadiums in Qatar. From this point forward, there were Wales fans out to discard their bucket hats for the last match, but they will be allowed to take them into the Iran game. I'll also say I've been wearing an England rainbow badge on the lapel of my jacket at every game so far. No problem, although today, at this stadium, we were in a lift with a couple of volunteers. One of them pointed to the badge and said, no, that's not allowed. And then he said, I mean the England bit. He was joking. Yeah. But for a moment there, I was like, oh no, this isn't going to kick off. But no problems whatsoever with that. I'm not saying nobody else has had problems, but that's just my experience that I've had with it. But former England striker Dean Ashton, England go into this as favourites against the USA, especially after that big win.
They do, and it's about backing that performance up, not letting themselves drop in the performance and the mentality going into the game. And Gareth won't allow that. I think it was interesting, his interview straight after the game and today as well, that he reiterates that they made mistakes against Iran. And if, when you come up against the better nations, then that's going to be difficult. And it is going to be a test. They're a lively team. They're very energetic. They will really test England in terms of the way that they play. But again, I just think if England play to the level we know they can, then they'll be too good and they'll win the match. So I think the same team will be picked. I don't think he'll change that around. I think the only thing he could do is drop Bellingham slightly deeper if he wanted to, but I don't think he will. I think he'll stick with the same side and say, you've earned the right to play again. And hopefully the players can just take that confidence forwards. And I'm not saying it's going to be as convincing as Iran, of course, but I feel like we should be too good, really.
Well, it'll be the day after Thanksgiving, so hopefully the USA will have eaten too much or indulged a little bit too much. I doubt it. It's worth bearing in mind, they were quite dominant against Wales in the first half. I mean, they played very well in that. Tailed off. Wales changed things a little bit in the second half, and it tailed off, but you know, if they'd have put away their chances, it could have been different. So this is not a foregone conclusion. You're right, England should win it, but it's not a foregone conclusion.
I mean, they've never beaten the USA in the World Cup. So it doesn't mean that we just, you know, bellow that we've got to beat the USA. It's a very different test because they will play very different to Iran and Wales. I think Iran and Wales are similar in that they sit deep and then they want to counter-attack with their forward players. Whereas USA, they'll come and press us at times. They'll have high energy. They'll look to keep possession themselves. So it's a different test, but I just think if we play with the same vibrancy and energy, which surprised me actually, then I expect us to be just that little bit too good for USA.
Yeah, and their weaknesses at the back, and our attacking players should be able to exploit that.
But
and you're
just,
right.
Just one Go point, on. You've already made it. I think in this tournament at the moment, the teams that are really, you know, going for it a bit more seem to be gaining the benefits of that. There's lots of teams that haven't got great defences. And so if you can be the one that pushes the game and gets the goals, then I think you're in onto a good thing.
Yeah, agree. And you talk about not beating the Americans in the World Cup. 1950, lost 1-0. And then 2010 in South Africa. And we spoke to them about it a couple of months ago. Rob Green with the error, Clint Dempsey with the goal. And those moments at World Cups, and for the wrong reasons, that was a memorable one.
Yeah, I think as well, I think the days are gone now where we just go, well, it's USA. They think it's soccer. They don't really play, do they? Now they've, you know, the game has grown hugely over there. Obviously, they're going to be co-hosts of the next World Cup, so they'll be building up to that. And you can see with the young group that he's got at the moment that that's what they're building towards. And maybe, I think it's a World Cup too soon for them. There's too many young players in that side. And you're right, they're not as good at the back. So it might be a step too far this time. But I think they'll give us a real good run out tomorrow.
Well, Harry Maguire, I thought, played really well until he had to go off injured in that first game against Iran. Let's hear from him. The match against the USA will be his 50th international cap. He spoke about what it means to reach the landmark.
Yeah, obviously my 50th cap will be a really proud moment for myself, my family. I've had some unbelievable memories supporting England as a kid, but obviously the opportunity to play for my country is a huge honour. Every time I put the shirt on, it's such a proud moment for myself. Obviously reaching a World Cup semi-final, scoring in the quarter-final, reaching a final of the Euros, scoring in the quarter-final again. I've had some great memories, and I think along my 5-6 year career with England, there's still a lot of the staff who's been on the journey with me. There's still a lot of players who I made my debut, was in the squad and still playing now. I've played numerous times with John Stones at centre-back, who I think I've played near enough all the games I've started alongside him. So no, it's been a great journey. Like I said, we're in a good position. We started the competition well, but we know the World Cup is so challenging with so many amazing teams. But of course, we have the belief that we want to go one step further than we did in the Euros.
Dean, given the turmoil Harry Maguire's gone through in recent months at club level with United, you've got to say, he rarely lets England down.
He doesn't. He doesn't. And I know that you were full of praise of him in that performance, and you didn't want to sort of, especially after the game, just let it, all the praise be with Bellingham and Saka, who were excellent. You wanted to praise Harry Maguire because of the header that he made for one of the goals, the slide rule pass that he did that cut through the midfield for another one of the goals. Yeah, it's amazing. And I think we've got to praise the mentality of Harry Maguire. He'll know that the pressure on him to not make a mistake is so massive. He knows that everyone will come down on him if that was to happen. To have that burden every time you play for your country is not very nice, and yet he still goes out there. He still doesn't make mistakes for England, and I think he deserves praise for that. And that's why Gareth trusts him, because of clearly a very, very strong mentality.
I do think it's a disgrace that he was ever booed for England, and he deserves more respect. England's highest scoring defender, 50th cap for Harry Maguire. Don't forget, England play the USA live on TalkSport. Coverage gets underway from the big tent in the desert, the Albaic Stadium, from 6 p.m. On to Group H, where South Korea and Uruguay played out the fourth 0-0 draw of the tournament, and Portugal atop after beating Ghana. First off, not a classic, but a football match broke out second half. Cristiano Ronaldo scored at a record fifth World Cup. And Dean Ashton, the former England striker, with me. Dean, are you having Ronaldo as the GOAT? The debate will rage on and on and on and on, but scoring in five World Cups adds something else to the debate.
Yeah, it does. You talk about longevity. That's talked about a lot in terms of, I think I've heard Graham Souness say this a lot, that, you know, it's okay doing it for a season or two. Can you do it for a decade? Can you be at the top level and still performing for years and years and years? And he's done it. And to score at five World Cups is absolutely outrageous. And it was always going to be him, wasn't it, to start with? What's gone on with Manchester United? What's gone on this week with the rumours of, you know, the look that he gave Bruno, his Portuguese teammate? It was always going to be him. I thought it was a penalty. I know you don't think it was. But when he stepped up, he delivered. It was a great penalty. He set his team on the way. It was a great game, though, I have to say. Ghana really did give a great account of themselves. And you're right, if Williams had just taken that round the goal instead of slipping, it would have been 3-3.
Yeah, it was a terrific second half, no doubt about it. Portugal with the win. Fernandes actually had two assists in 2 minutes in that game for Portugal. Ronaldo taking the headlines, though, as ever. You're listening to TalkSport. This is the World Cup Daily. We'll check in with the Wales camp shortly ahead of their second match, which is against Iran.
You're listening to the TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Final 8 teams into the fray today here in Qatar 2022. Xhaka infield he goes, slip to the right hand side to Freuler. Shaqiri gets it across the face of Goen Bolo for Switzerland. And it's a victory in the opening game of the campaign once more for Switzerland and for Murat Yakin's side. Good ball and it's headed against the post. How close was that from the captain, Diogo Godin?
It finishes at the Education City Stadium. Uruguay 0, South Korea 0.
Ronaldo for Portugal. Slow run up to the ball, right footed. History! History for Portugal and Cristiano Ronaldo! He becomes the first player to score at 5 World Cups.
Brazil in the World Cup on your birthday. Bucket list tick.
Vinicius Junior going on the outside, swinging the cross. Richarlison overhead kick! What a goal! One of the greatest in World Cup history!
This is an absolute work of art. Wow! That is unbelievable.
We've seen a World Cup goal that will be remembered for years and years and decades to come. This is the Brazil we all came to see at the World Cup. Brazil 2, Serbia 0.
So Group H, Uruguay 0, South Korea 0, Portugal 3, Ghana 2. Group G, Brazil beat Serbia 2-0 here at the La Salle Stadium. Richarlison scoring an absolute beauty in the victory, and Switzerland won 1-0 against Cameroon. But let's get the latest from the Wales camp. Manager Robert Page has been speaking ahead of the clash with Iran. He said that despite a poor first half against the USA, he won't be changing their formation.
We've qualified for a World Cup playing a style of football a certain way, a formation that's got a success. So I don't see after 45 minutes of a disappointing to our standards that we have to panic and change shape. So we always have a plan B, and we always, if need be, like we did against USA for the last 15 minutes, we took Nico off, put a centre-forward on, but then that's just going gung-ho and sort of having a go and rolling the sleeves up. You know, there's a bit more to the plan than that. And even with the back three, we can still be very positive and attack with 5 and 6. So we've got a plan for tomorrow's game, and we've identified areas that we think we can exploit and hurt them, and hopefully that materialises tomorrow in the game.
There you go, Robert Page, the Wales manager. It's very interesting, Dean. Kiefer Moore caused problems when he came on. He's saying there he won't change shape, but I find that a fascinating debate. Wales fans must be debating that well into the night, because you can't ignore what Kiefer Moore's doing, not only for his country but in the Premier League as well.
Yeah, he's in a great vein of form in the Premier League, and it shocked me that he didn't start. I think he's such an unusual weapon to have in this World Cup, and also I just think he helps so much, especially with Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey. They need that player to take that workload of holding the ball up and delaying to give them time to get there. And then they can start to create once they've got that ball, rather than Bale going for the headers or Ramsey having to try and hold it up. He'll do that job. And then also, they've got two brilliant wing-backs. And when they get it wide, they can deliver. And he's such a handful to cope with. He'll start. There's no doubt about that. I think Rob Page will have seen the error. He'll definitely start against Iran. Who wants to be the team that controls that game? Because neither wants to. They both like to counter-attack. So it's going to be interesting to see who tries to take that on.
Well, the Welsh captain is Gareth Bale, of course. He will overtake Chris Gunter as Wales' most capped man against Iran. A humble Bale knows it will be an honour.
I haven't really been focusing too much on the cap thing, to be honest. Just trying to focus on the game. Obviously, thinking about it now, on a personal level, it's an amazing achievement, an honour to represent my country so many times. But like I said, it's more important that we try and get the victory tomorrow, and yeah, hopefully we can, and I'll make it even more special.
I mean, he scored a penalty, so he got the goal, and that's great. You know, he scored their first World Cup goal since 1958. I don't think he was particularly great in the game, Gareth Bale, but you can't argue his talismanic qualities are there for all to see.
Yeah, I mean, Gabby said on TalkSport Breakfast that he was the worst player on the pitch, and he wasn't great, but he's not playing a lot of football, and certainly not at the highest level regularly, but he's a player of moments now. He has been for Wales throughout his whole international career. It's incredible that he's set to break that record, that appearance record. It shows how much he loves playing for Wales. It shows how much he's willing to turn up. It shows how much, over the years, he's actually probably sacrificed a bit of his club career to make sure he's available for Wales and to perform for Wales. He won the penalty himself. He took the penalty himself. And if Wales are to progress, he'll be a big part of it.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Joe Allen could be playing against Iran as well, and he could be a big part of it for them as well. If it all goes to plan and England beat the USA, Wales beat Iran, then it's a straight shootout between the two home nations, England and Wales, in the third group game for top spot on Tuesday evening on TalkSport, which will be fascinating, I think.
Yes. I mean, obviously, they've got to get through both of those, as you've said, but it would make for a fantastic occasion to face Wales to top the group. And I think it will happen. I really fancy Wales against Iran. I think Kiefer Moore will be that difference. Iran looked poor from crosses against England, so even more so when they're putting it in for Kiefer Moore. And I think England will get past the USA.
The flip side of it is England by then, if they beat USA, will have qualified. Wales might still need to do something. So they can't go gung-ho. They can't get caught up in the passion of desperately wanting to beat England at a World Cup. We know how passionate they are. We know somebody like Rob Page often talks about England, but they can't get caught up in that. They've got to qualify. That's the main priority for them.
Yeah, it is. And there's always going to be that. When it got drawn out, I think everyone kind of went, oh, we don't really want that. We don't really want it. But when it comes around, it'll be quite special again. And of course, you know, being English, we'll really want to beat Wales. Forget about them qualifying. It's about us. And it's the same for them. You know, they'll want to qualify. They'll want to beat England. They'll want to get one over on us and rub our faces in it. And so let's hope they can both do the job and make that then a fascinating final game.
Yeah, I remember Euro 2016 when they're in the same group and England fans were celebrating because instead of Portugal, they had Iceland in the next round. How did that work out? I remember sitting there seeing people celebrate and thinking to myself, don't celebrate, it doesn't work out like that. Wales versus Iran, early kickoff, 10 a.m. UK time, live on TalkSport. On to Group G, where Switzerland beat Cameroon 1-0. And here at the Liceo, we saw Brazil beat Serbia 2-0. And Dean Ashton, former England striker, there's been bigger margins of victory. There's been more goals scored by other teams. But does this make Brazil the team to beat now? Because the opposition were of higher quality than some of the others.
Yeah, I thought this was probably the game of the first round of fixtures because Serbia are such a threat and have been on a fantastic run themselves. So for Brazil to get past them the way they did, and actually in the end, it could have been a lot more. You know, they created so many chances and opportunities after the first goal that I think everyone would have sat up and gone, yeah, they are favourites. You know, and there's still a lot more to come from them. Obviously, the goal is going to get the headlines, but actually, I think there's a lot more still to come from this Brazil side. No one will want to face them. They're going to entertain, but also there's a steal about them. There really is. Defensively, they've found something as well.
And obviously, Neymar was the burst. Although all eyes were on him, he had a burst that led to the first goal. Just slipped it up a couple of gears, and all of a sudden, quick shot from Vinicius Junior and a tap in for Richarlison for that second goal. It's going to keep us awake tonight, that.
It is. I mean, I will certainly get back to the hotel room and I will look to recreate it, Aid, on the hotel bed. You've got to. Everyone out there, do it. Just make sure you see how it feels. It's incredible. We're not doing it on the biggest stage in the World Cup. But that's the sort of goal that inspires somebody, a young kid at home. It inspires them to want to play football. And that's what I love about that goal.
And some breaking news from the Brazil camp. It's emerged that Neymar's ankle has been a problem. He had to come off injured. He was having treatment. It looked very, very swollen in the picture. There's a huge balloon on his ankle when you look at it. So there will be a statement from the Brazil medical chief in due course about Neymar's ankle and whether that keeps him out of the next game or maybe even more at this World Cup. So day six, 10 a.m. UK time, Wales, Iran in World Cup Group B is on TalkSport. 1 p.m. Qatar, Senegal, World Cup Group A, TalkSport 2. 4 p.m. Netherlands, Ecuador, World Cup Group A, TalkSport 2. And then 7 p.m. England, USA, World Cup Group B is on TalkSport. Dean, thank you very much. That was Dean Ashton, former England striker. Don't forget the TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast is available to download on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. It will be there every morning throughout the tournament in Qatar.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.